It's Silver Sliders night at the ballpark. Roger and Shirley Sate would like to thank you, Anna. The law office of Craig Goldenfarb. The Diva, Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center, Legends Radio, and Addington Place for being the presenting sponsors of the Silver Sliders program. Bears, tonight we will be playing baseball bingo. Hopefully you've gotten your bingo card. And by much acclaimed demand, it is time now once again for the baseball bingo rules. Please remain seated. Bears, do not tear off the tabs on your bingo card. That's strictly federal authority. If you have the correct bingo number, simply fold back the tab. Cards with problems will be ruled inevitable. When you reach bingo, horizontally, vertically, or diagonally, that is bingo after all, you can take your card ever so carefully to the, not the guest services booth, but the Cleveland Clinic guest services booth in the concourse to receive your prize. The game will be played only when finals are there and will continue to all the prizes that we need. If you'd like, you can refer to the back of your bingo card for the official bingo calls presented by Legends Radio. Bingo fans, again, remember, do not tear off the tabs. Cards with torn off tabs will be ruled inevitable. If you've got 25 first warning letter, probably the official forecaster. Why are you sure they're saying they're going to trust me? Keep you safe and informed as the only independently certified, most accurate weather forecast in South Florida.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz, a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome here inside Roger Dean at Chevrolet Stadium on a somewhat clear and yet somewhat cloudy Wednesday night. Don't have many clouds hanging overhead, but the sunlight obscured from illuminating the diamond. But we are ready for game two of this six-game series between the Daytona Tortugas And the Palm Beach Cardinals, Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show. Taking you up until our 6:30 first pitch on this Wednesday night. Daytona looking to return to the win column and snap the Cardinals' four-game winning streak after Daytona's own three-game win streak was halted last night. And Palm Beach's 5-1 win. Daytona getting a run in the top of the third on Austin Callahan's triple and subsequent error, allowing him to circle the bases. But the Cardinals scoring four with two out in the bottom of that inning. A go-ahead three-run double by Joshua Baez. The difference will be a solid pitching matchup tonight. Tanner Cooper will get the ball for Daytona. A 4-4 record, a 3.57 ERA. And one of the consensus top 100 prospects in baseball will get the ball for the Cardinals. That is 19-year-old righty Tink Hentz. And his sub-1.5 ERA will get the ball for the Cardinals this evening. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but last week we had a chance to sit down with the number 6 hitter in Daytona's lineup tonight, Justin Boyd, drafted in the second round out of Oregon State. We talk about getting a chance to reconnect with his old teammate Kevin Abel here in Daytona and much, much more. We'll also get you starting lineups in first pitch, Daytona and Palm Beach. Reds and Cardinals not only in the majors, but in Florida State League Baseball tonight too. Don't go anywhere. We've got baseball coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of the Daytona Tortugas in the Reds organization. That is a talented outfielder, Justin Boyd. Justin, welcome here to the Florida State League. You've been down here for a couple of weeks now. How's the experience been for you?
Oh, it's been pretty fun for me. I mean, getting to know these guys, it's been fun, and just getting out here to play and live my dream, it's been a blessing so far. So I'm enjoying it and look forward to it.
You've had to play in a lot of different weather conditions throughout the course of the year. Pacific Northwest in Oregon, then you were out in Arizona for a little bit. Now with the humidity here in Florida, what's it been like for you getting reacclimated to the humidity and the stickiness down here in Florida?
Oh, it's definitely a challenge, something I'm not really used to. I mean, been to Oregon the past 3 years. You rain pretty much every day. And then Arizona was hot, but able to handle the dry heat, but this humidity is a little different, kind of gets to you a little bit, kind of wears on you, but it's been a process, but definitely gotten used to it by now.
What's some of the best advice you may have gotten from either folks with the organization or outside to maybe help prepare yourself both mentally and physically for the weather down here?
Definitely just get a lot of rest, sleep well, recover well, and definitely stay hydrated. Hydration is probably the most important one that I've gotten. If you're not hydrated, it's going to really wear on you, wear yourself out.
Had one of your best games with the club last night, doubled, reached base 3 times, and scored from first base on a soft fly ball into shallow left field. What did you see on that play, being able to score from first base and obviously have a fantastic night?
Just getting used to the pitching here, kind of taking it day by day. You know, it's different than college, but on that hit, there were 2 outs, so I was just reading hands, and once he swung and saw the ball, it was in the air. I just kind of started running. And then saw the outfielder dive and didn't know where it was, so I just kept going and just looked at Lenny and see if he was waving me around, so I was just going all the way no matter what.
Obviously, a lot of different baseball between pro ball and college ball and things of that nature. What's been the biggest adjustment for you getting acclimated to pro ball here in Daytona?
Definitely getting into a routine has been probably one of the more difficult things. And, I mean, all the guys that are running out there are better than pretty much every college arm I saw in terms of velo and movement, so kind of just taking it day by day and adjusting to that and really diving into video and scouting reports and just looking at things and seeing if I can pick up different tendencies and stuff like that.
You're here not only in Daytona Beach with a couple of other 2022 draftees, but one of your college teammates as well, Kevin Abel, who started last night for the Tortugas, was with you at Oregon State just a year ago. How cool has it been for you getting a chance to reconnect with your old Oregon State teammate?
It's been cool. I mean, me and Kevin grew pretty close in college, and then it's happened for him when he got drafted. And he was one of the first people to text me once the Reds called my name, so that was pretty cool. And just being around him is you can learn so much, and love being around the guy. Hard, one of the hardest workers you'll ever meet, and just a great person overall.
You had a fantastic career at Oregon State, up in the Pac-12, had a fantastic season this year. What was your experience like playing up there at Oregon State, part of a baseball program that's had so much success over the last 10-plus years?
Yeah, it's a blessing to play there. It's one of the best programs in the nation, and I wouldn't want to go anywhere else. I mean, the culture they have up there, it's the town's rooted in baseball. It's not really rooted in football like many other places, but it's all about baseball there. So being able to be part of that culture and just getting to wear OSU and Beavers across the chest and that orange and black, it was pretty special, and I enjoyed every moment of it.
There's so many talented players that not only have come out of Oregon State in the years prior to this season, but as a part of this draft class as well. How excited are you for not only getting a chance to reconnect with Kevin, but some other teammates that you'll get a chance to play against now that you're in Pro Bowl?
Oh, I'm excited for it. I mean, got to be with those guys for 3-4 years, however long they were there, however long I was there. So I got really close to those guys, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them down here and seeing how they're doing and being able to play against them, because we've always been together, so it'll be fun.
You were a supplemental second-round pick by the Cincinnati Reds this past year. Take us through that moment. What was it like for you when you finally saw your name flash across that screen, getting a phone call from the Reds, and ultimately being able to share that moment with friends and family?
It was surreal. I mean, it's only something you dream of, and to actually have it happen kind of took a second to realize and kind of for it to settle in for me, but ultimately is what I've wanted to do for a long time now, and just being able to share that moment with close friends and family, people that I love and care about, is really special to me, and I'll remember that day for the rest of my life.
Everyone tends to do different things to celebrate draft night. Was there anything in particular you and your family did on draft day or afterwards to celebrate and commemorate the occasion?
Nothing too specific. I mean, got the whole family together, both sides of the family, so that's pretty rare for me, so that was pretty special to me to have everyone there and supporting me.
And obviously an awesome feeling to have so many amazing people around you. How great is it for you to have that kind of support system for you back home as you now trek out into professional baseball and continue along your road to your ultimate dream of making the big leagues?
Yeah, it's pretty important. I mean, it's pretty special to know that I have such a good connection to the people back home, and just know they always have my back no matter what's going on, no matter if I'm struggling or doing good, that they're always there to help me, and whenever I need anything, they're always there. They're always one phone call away, so it's pretty special to me to have that.
At Oregon State, you get a chance to play against some of the best players in the country on a daily basis. Now you're getting a chance to play with some of those guys that you played against. You got to travel here to Daytona with a couple of guys, the draft class, some other players have come along and joined you in the last couple of weeks. What was it like getting onboarded out in Arizona, getting a chance to meet and connect with your fellow draftees?
It was awesome. I mean, you hear people and you play against them. Like, I played against Logan my freshman year, and just kind of getting to meet these guys is pretty special, and you know they're all really good, and I mean, that's why they're here, that's why we're all here. So just being able to be around people that have the same dreams and goals and aspirations as you is pretty special, and you get to grow closer to them, and ultimately they're going to probably be your lifelong friends, so it's pretty special.
What was it like for you being out there, a part of draft camp, being on the Reds complex and their campus in Goodyear, Arizona, and you know, being a part of the facility and, you know, taking it all in, your first experience in pro baseball?
It was definitely different. It kind of caught me off guard a little bit, and kind of had to take a step back and say, okay, this is really happening. This is what I do now. So it was kind of surreal, and kind of took a second to really settle back in and grind it out down there in Arizona and meet a bunch of new guys and different cultures and everything, and just ultimately grow closer to the guys that were around me.
Has it helped being out here in Daytona with some other draftees that, you know, you guys are going through some of the same experiences for the first time together as a group?
Yeah, it's definitely helped. I mean, we get to talk to each other about it, and they're new to it too, and being around the guys that have been through it helps too, because they get to teach you their experiences, and you get to go off that and ultimately just grow closer to them and see how they handled it and see how you're handling it and see what you can do different or what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. So it's pretty cool to have those guys around you at all times.
One final question for you, Justin. Obviously, this minor league season is winding down, just starting in many cases for you, but anything in particular in terms of goals that you want to accomplish and work on before the end of the season, and anything you're looking forward to working on during the offseason coming up?
Yeah, I'm just, during the season, I'm just trying to get back in a rhythm, trying to get back in a groove, and start hitting the ball a little more, which I'm starting to do, struggling for a little bit there, but ultimately it's just a day-by-day process, and you can't lose yourself, can't get out of your, get in your head, otherwise this game's going to eat you alive. So just being able to stay strong mentally is something I'm continuing to work on during the season, and ultimately off-season, just work on every part of my game and get bigger, faster, stronger to come back for the next year.
Oregon State well represented here in Daytona Beach, and we're thrilled to have Justin Boyd a part of that group. Thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on all your success. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you.
Awesome. Thanks, Justin.
Up next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Welcome out here to Roger Dean to Chevrolet Stadium. We apologize for the technical difficulties there for just a second. National anthem has been performed. Tink Hentz warming up on the mound. Let's take a look at Daytona's starting lineup. Put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Austin Callahan leads off at third base. Cade Hunter makes his Tortugas debut, batting second behind the plate. Jack Rogers will hit third as the DH. Hector Rodriguez cleans up in center. Trey Faltini is the shortstop tonight in the five spot. Justin Boyd bats sixth in left field. Wendell Marrero has been on a tear, bats seventh in right field. Yasiel Pino bats eighth at first base with Braylon Menier, the teenager, batting ninth at second base.
Tinkhans on the mound for the Cardinals tonight. 6'1", 175 pounds, turned 20 years old earlier this month from Watson Chapel, Arkansas. Second-round pick of St. Louis back in 2020. Austin Callahan had one of the few Daytona hits last night with his first career triple. First pitch of the ball game today is high for ball one, and we are underway at 6:32 Eastern. Callahan hitting at 267 in 50, contest the 1-0. And this one sent straight back and out of play. It's 1-1. Callahan with 20 extra base hits, 5 home runs, 20 RBIs, and an 806 OPS. 1-1 from the righty, and Callahan takes a called strike. It is 1-2. Hence making his 15th start with the Cardinals tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Callahan thought about it. Appeal to the base umpire. Yes, he did, says Connor McKenna. I'm not so sure I agree with that. But Callahan ruled out on strikes for the first out of the ballgame. So Hence picks up a strikeout. Brings up the catcher, Cade Hunter, for his Tortugas debut. Added to the roster from the Complex League yesterday. Lefty batter takes inside corner for strike one. Hunter, the Reds' fifth-round pick out of Virginia Tech. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up at 98. It's 0-2. Hunter was 6-for-15 in six games in the Complex League. Four extra base hits, a home run, and five RBIs, the 0-2. And this one off the hands and out of play. It stays 0-2. Hunter reached in every game he played in the Complex League after hitting .330 in 58 games for the Hokies in the ACC. The 0-2, and Hunter takes high. It is one ball and two strikes. Hunter's 17 home runs and 66 RBIs in one of the best seasons in Virginia Tech history, as Hunter takes high. It's 2-2. Defensive alignment for the Cardinals tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Alex Iadesernia, Victor Scott, and Joshua Baez. The 2-2. And Hunter swings through the high fastball, strike three. Got him to chase 96 up above the shoulders. Back-to-back strikeouts begins the night for the 20-year-old Hence. Two out in the first for Jack Rogers. Rogers had a base hit last night, extended his hitting streak to 14, his on-base streak to 16, hitting at .292 on the year. 10 home runs, 38 RBIs, and the lefty batter looks at a fastball for strike one. Rogers, a .904 OPS centering play on Wednesday, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, another heater. It's 0-2. Third to first around the infield for the Cardinals, R.J. Yeager, Jeremy Rivas, Brody Moore, and Thomas Francisco. The 0-2 pitch sails high. It's 1-2. 18-year-old catcher Leonardo Bernal doing the duties behind the plate. Hence looking for a 1-2-3 inning. The 1-2, and he gets it. Strikes out the side in order. Got Rogers on the fastball up at 98. 1-2-3 goes Daytona on 14 pitches in the first. At the end of a half an inning, it is Daytona nothing, and the Cardinals coming up on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tanner Cooper makes the start tonight for Daytona. Look at the Cardinal lineup. Victor Scott leading off in center. Joshua Baez batting second and right. Thomas Francisco at first base in the three spot. R.J. Yeager cleaning up in third. Leonardo Bernal, the catcher in the five hole. Chris Rotondo bat sixth and DHs. Brody Moore will bat seventh at second base. Jeremy Rivas is the shortstop in the eight hole. And Alex Iadesurnia bats ninth in left field. Victor Scott scored a run last night. Bats from the left-hand side, takes away for ball one. Scott, in his young pro career, hitting .216 in 23 games as Tanner misses high. It's 2-0. Scott, two home runs, nine RBIs, a .783 OPS. The 2-0, and Scott fouls it back. It is 2-1. Cooper standing at 6'2", 217 pounds, will turn 23 next week from Farmington, New York. Reds' 35th round pick back in 2019, the 2-1. And Scott gets jammed. It's out of play, 2-2. Cooper drafted out of Finger Lakes Community College in Canandaigua, New York. Making his 22nd appearance and 15th start, that leads the team. The 2-2, and Scott takes up and in for ball three. Cooper, a 4-4 record, a .357 earned run average. Does have one save out of the bullpen. His payoff pitch, and Scott off the hands, out of play towards the third base seats. We'll do it again. Cooper, just 78 hits allowed in 80 and two-thirds innings. 20 walks and 74 strikeouts. Another payoff pitch, and Scott hits one softly to second. Gobbled up on the forehand by Meniere. Scott hustling all the way. And Braylon makes the play on to first, one down. Leadoff man retired brings up Joshua Baez. Baez had the go-ahead three-run bases-clearing double in the third inning last night. Ended up being the difference in the game as he can't hit the breaking ball. It's 0-1. Baez playing in his 13th game with the Cardinals, 9-4-35. A .257 average, the 0-1. Hangs high, it's 1-1. Baez, two home runs, 12 RBIs, a dazzling .929 OPS. Cooper is 1-1. And Baez takes a called strike. It's 1-2. Defensive alignment behind Tanner tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Justin Boyd, Hector Rodriguez, and Wendell Marrero. A 1-2. Just below the knees, it's 2-2. Third to first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Trey Faltini, Braylon Meniere, and Yasiel Pino. The pitch, and Baez grabs a piece, fouls it out of play. Stays 2-2. Cade Hunter doing the catching behind the plate and his Tortugas debut. Cooper is 2-2, and he got him on the high slider. First strikeout tonight for Tanner Cooper. One away, rather two away, in the bottom of the first for Thomas Francisco. Francisco, 0-3, walked and scored a run last night. Hitting at .284 in 37 games, 5 homers, 28 RBIs. This one stung on the ground right side. To his left, Meniere from the outfield. Grass makes the play on to first. And Tuner Cooper has a 14-pitch, 1-2-3, first inning. Both sides go in order in the first after one. No score on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your lost shaker assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross bobblehead night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, a scoreless game. Fans, if you need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Hector Rodriguez, Trey Faltini, Justin Boyd. The three due up in the inning. Rodriguez held hitless for the first time in his Tortugas career last night, and he takes up and in for ball one. Rodriguez, just 18 years old, won't turn 19 until next March. 0 for 4 last night, the 1-0, and he's laid on the fastball at 96. It's 1-1. Rodriguez, 11 for 37 in his first 10 games. That is a 297 clip, the 1-1. Rodriguez off the hands, third base way. It's 1-2. No homers, four RBIs. Does have an 830 OPS. The 1-2 from Hentz. And Rodriguez puts it in play, pops it in the air, third base side. Shortstop Rivas calling for it to his right. And on the left field grass makes the play, one out.
Shortstop number 17, he's from Texas.
Four up, four down to start the night for Hentz. Brings up Trey Faltini. Had off last night in his first career home run in his last at-bat on Saturday. Righty-righty matchup. And he takes a pitch outside for ball one. Faltini, 9-4 his first 36. That is a 250 average in 12 games. A homer, eight batted in. And the seventh-round pick out of Texas takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Faltini, an 827 OPS. The 1-1. Foul to the padded wall. Behind home plate, it's 1-2. Cardinals tonight wearing the red alternate jerseys. Palm Beach in red script lettering across the chest. Gold bat perched atop the word mark. One Cardinal by the barrel, one by the handle. White numerals front and back with a light black border. The 1-2 pitch. Faltini stays away from the slider outside. It's 2-2. White pants. Hentz has him hiked up just below the knees. Tall red socks, the 2-2. Fastball on the outside corner. Got him looking. Painted with 97 away. Four of the first five outs for Hentz are strikeouts. Two out in the inning for Justin Boyd. Boyd came on as a pinch runner on Saturday. 5-4 his first 38 in 12 games. Does have three doubles and an RBI as this one yanked foul to the right. It is 0-1. Tall red socks for Hentz and the Cardinals. Navy and white stripes around the calf muscle. Red and white cleats for Hentz, the pitch. And Boyd takes outside. It's 1-1. Red cap, red bill. White script PB logo on the front. Blue skies overhead, some small puffy white clouds hanging out beyond the center field wall. 1-1, and Boyd laid on the heater. It's 1-2. Blue skies overhead, but no natural sunlight on the diamond. Has to be some clouds back behind home plate, behind us, obscuring the natural sunlight. Hentz looking for another 1-2-3 inning. Is 1-2 to Boyd, and this one carried in the air down the right field line. Long run to his left for Baez, but this one out of play. Stays 1-2 on Boyd. Right now here in Jupiter, 88 degrees, real feel at 97. But the shade helping out. American flag down the line and right. Relatively at a standstill the pitch, and Boyd goes down on the curveball. Tink Hentz has faced six batters, retired them all, and has struck out five. Through 1.5, a scoreless game at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
R.J. Yeager to lead off the bottom of the second inning. First pitch swinging, a high fly ball out to left. Back goes Boyd to his left, and he'll make the catch in front of the warning track. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the second inning. Brings up Leonardo Bernal. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Scoreless game. Bernal did not play last night. Switch hitter will hit from the left-hand side, just 18 years old, batting 280, six homers, 26 RBIs. And the curveball from Cooper outside, it's 1-0. Bernal, a 821 OPS coming into play today, the 1-0. Too far inside, four ball two. Daytona wearing the dark green alternate jerseys tonight. Tortugas arched across the chest in white. The 2-0. And Bernal takes a strike knee high. It's 2-1. White numerals front and back with a powder blue border. 2-1. This one hits sharply on the ground. Knocked down on a backhand by Meniere. Picks it up off the dirt from his knees. Throws on to Pino at first. Two away. Well done by Meniere to stay with that ground ball to his right. Even though it didn't go cleanly into his mitt. Able to make the accurate throw from his knees. Brings up Chris Rotundo. And the first pitch curveball from Cooper. Slips out of his hand and misses over the head of the righty batter. It's 1-0. Rotundo hitting at 291. A homer, five RBIs. And that one at the letters, it's 1-1. Rotundo, a 726 OPS, did not play in the series opener. 1-1. Knee-high fastball, it's 1-2. Gray pants, Cooper has him all the way down to his ankles. Green and powder blue piping along the side, the two-strike pitch. Sliding block by Hunter to his right. But laying off is the batter. 2-2 the count. White on white cleats for Cooper. Green cap, green bill. White block, D logo on the front. The 2-2. Fouled away. Stays even. Rotundo drafted by the Cardinals out of Villanova in Philadelphia. 2-2 again. Outside and low for ball three. Rotondo, 3-for-11, and three games during that series against the Mets last week. The payoff pitch, outside, ball four. So after falling behind in the count 1-2, Rotondo works a walk for the game's first base runner. Brings up the second baseman, Brody Moore. Moore, a couple of hits last night in the Cardinals' four-run win. Righty-righty matchup. Cooper from the stretch, and he paints the outside corner with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Moore hitting at 241 in 24 games. No homers, 7 RBIs. That one up and away. 1-1. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate is Robert Ginther. Connor McKenna on the bases. ABS system in play today. Automated strike zone, no challenge. System in play until tomorrow. The 1-1. This one hit on the ground and through the right side for a base hit. Rounding second on his way to third, Rotondo throw in from Marrero is spiked on the grass. And going out to pick it up in shallow center is Braylon Menier. So that allows Moore to take second base. We'll see if they just call it an advance on the throw or a throwing error that allows Moore to move up the extra 90 feet. But either way, the Cardinals have second and third and two out.
The shortstop number 8 from Valencia, Venezuela, Jeremy Rivas.
It will be a single and an error against the right fielder Marrero. That allows Moore to advance to second base. Two out for Jeremy Rivas. And the righty swinging shortstop takes a called strike one. Rivas hitless last night. Did have an RBI ground out in the sixth inning, hitting 244. This is team leading 110th game of the year. A homer leads the active roster with 32 RBIs. And a nice backhanded pick by Hunter sliding to his right to save a run. It is 1-1. Sun starting to peek back out. Some natural sunlight back scattered across the diamond. 1-1 pitch, and Rivas brushed back. It's 2-1. Cardinals shortstop trying to snap out of a funk. 0-4 his last nine. Coming into play today. Hitless in his last three games. The 2-1. That one off the hands, out of play. First base side, it's 2-2. Rivas looking forward to the month of August coming to a close. His lowest batting average in a single month this season. Entered play today, hitting .183. The 2-2. Fouled straight back, it stays 2-2. This coming after the month of July, hit .261 in 23 games. Rotondo walked, he is at third. Moore reached on the single, he is at second. Scoreless game, bottom two. The 2-2, and this one hitting the air to right. Back into his left goes Marrero on the run. Dives, did he make the play? Yes, he did. Oh, what a catch by Wendell Marrero. We've talked about it over the last couple of weeks and how one of the biggest improvements in his game this year has been his defense. And he just expanded as far as he could, diving down the right field line to take away extra bases and a couple RBIs from Jeremy Rivas. No runs, one hit, one error, two men left. At the end of two, no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Well, after making an amazing catch to keep this game tied in the bottom of the second, Wendell Marrero comes up to lead off the top of the third and takes outside for ball one. Marrero hitting at 271, no homers, 10 RBIs. Takes a called strike, and the count is 1-1. Righty's 1-1 pitch. And Marrero swings through the high fastball. It's 1-2. One, two from Entz. And Marrero fouls it away. It is one ball and two strikes still. Marrero, Pino, and Minear. Bottom third of the order due up the 1-2 pitch and a breaking ball. Tapped up the first baseline. Picked up by Hentz. Overhand flip to Francisco covering the bag. And Marrero retired for the first out.
First baseman number 25.
Seven up, seven down for number seven. As we reach the top of the 7 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Bases empty, one out for Yasiel Pino. Righty-righty matchup. And he swings through the fastball high and tight at 96. It's 0-1. Pino hitless last night, hitting at 215 in 45 games. Five homers, 17 batted in. Takes outside, it's 1-1. 687 OPS for the 20-year-old infielder. The 1-1. And Pino flares one shallow center field. Long run coming in for Scott. He won't get there. Drops in front of him coming in and to his left. Yasiel Pino has Daytona's first hit. Is their first base runner of the night. And the Tortugas one on and one out for the second baseman, Braylon Minear. So that ends the streak of 13 hitless at bats for Pino. Brings up Braylon Minear, the switch hitter. Around the lefty hitter, excuse me, from the southpaw side. Takes outside. It's 1-0. Braylon hitting at 187 in 40 games. 23-4-1-23, the 1-0. Low 2-0. Braylon, three homers, 9 RBIs, a 920. OPS did not play in the opening game of the series last night. Was 2-for-10 against the Hammerheads here last week, the 2-0. Straight back to the screen, it's 2-1. Fitting that Braylon Minear in the lineup tonight for Daytona. Tink Hentz has a brother named Braylon Hentz, who's played 4 years at Arkansas Pine Bluff in their home state. The 2-1, and Minear sends one in the air to center field. Jogging in is Scott. From the sunlight to the shadows makes the catch for the second out of the inning. One on, two out. Back to the top of the order in Austin Callahan. Struck out his first time, 0-for-1. Hentz has been so good for the Cardinals since being added to their roster back in late May. Officially added on May the 18th, made his second start for the Cardinals at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And the first pitch fouled back, it's 0-1. A 1.62 ERA entering play tonight. 71 strikeouts, 12 walks, and just 27 hits in 44 and a third innings. Hence, no decision against the Mets last week, four scoreless. The 0-1 runner goes, pitch outside, throw down by Bernal, hits off of Pino and rolls into left field. Yasiel gets up and advances to third, and he's there standing. Throw will come in towards home plate. So Yasiel Pino with a stolen bag on Bernal and will take third base on the error. First stolen base for Pino in Tortuga green. And Daytona, a man at third and two out and a 1-1 count on the leadoff batter. The 1-1 to Austin. This is a tapper third base way. Charging in Yeager. Handcuffs him a little bit. Throws on the move. And the overhand toss beats Callahan as one third baseman retires the other to quell the threat. Daytona picks up a hit. Gets man to third on a stolen base on an error. But can't push him across at the end of two and a half. Still scoreless. Here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Nine, 1-2 set to bat for the Cardinals in the third scoreless game. Alex Iadesernia, Victor Scott, Joshua Baez. Three scheduled to bat against Tanner Cooper, and the first pitch to the lefty is a called strike at zone one. Iadesernia, left fielder, did not play in the win last night for Palm Beach, hitting 260 in 16 games. This one pulled foul. It is 1-1. Iadesernia, no home runs, six RBIs, a 647 OPS. Cardinals' seventh-round pick out of Elon in North Carolina. That down and in. One ball and two strikes. At 276 in the Colonial Athletic Conference this past year. Six home runs, 44 batted in. Cooper is 1-2. And the curveball fouled back. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Iadesernia, originally from New Jersey, was the co-rookie of the year in the CAA a year ago. 1-2 pitch. This one hit in the air to left. Back and to his left goes Boyd, stopping in front of the warning track. And he'll make the play with the sunglasses on, one out. So one left fielder flies out to the other. Back to the top of the order, and Victor Scott rounded out to second in the first. He is 0-1. Scott, seven game on base streak entering tonight. As that curveball hits the zone, down and in, it's 0-1. Scott, Cardinals fifth-round pick out of West Virginia. 0-1, down and in. Nearly hits the feet of Scott. It's 1-1. Scott deemed one of the fastest runners in the college class coming out this year, as well as one of the best defensive outfielders. That down and in by the Shoelaces, 2-1. Scott made a tremendous running grab to rob Logan Tanner of extra bases and an RBI in the opening inning yesterday. 2-1. Scott fouls it towards the third base seats. It's 2-2. Played for the Kituat Kettleers in the Cape Cod League before being drafted. Was teammates a couple of future Tortugas in Cam Collier and Kenya Huggins. Reds' first and fourth round picks as this one fouled into the third base seat. Stays at 2-2. Good athletic family. Victor's dad, Victor Scott the First, a Hall of Famer at Morris Brown College in Atlanta. Ran track there as this one poked in the air to center field. Coming on is Rodriguez. So after the left fielder flies out to the left fielder, now the center fielder for the Cardinals flies out to Daytona's center fielder. Two out. See if Joshua Baez can make it a perfect 3-for-3. Cardinal right fielder struck out his first time. But Victor's mom also a track star at Morris Brown College in Atlanta also. Don't want to leave mom out of the discussion. As Baez takes a snapdragon strike. Top the zone, it's 0-1. Baez, Cardinals number 11 prospect, according to Baseball America and MLB Pipeline, the 0-1. Outside, it's 1-1. Talented outfielder, missed some time this season with a left wrist sprain. The 1-1. Baez off the end of the bat into center field. Back goes Rodriguez to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one get out. I thought Baez got that one towards the end of the bat, but still strong enough to muscle it out by the batter's eye in straightaway center field. Second straight game with an extra base hit for Joshua Baez. His third home run, his 13th RBI, he has reached safely in every game he has played since being reinstated off the IL. And the Cardinals take a 1-0 third inning lead. Did not register an exit velo or distance off the bat. See if that ever recalibrates by the Hawkeye and StatCast data. As Thomas Francisco takes low, it's 1-0. Baez, known for his strength, as now Francisco charges one to right. Marrero drifting back, but this one will stay in the ballpark. And he'll make the catch back the outfield grass to end the inning. But the Cardinals get a run as Joshua Baez muscles one out to the batter's eye in center. At the end of three, 1-0 Cardinals on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
To Sting heads back to the mound at the top of the fourth inning. Cardinals a 1-0 lead on Joshua Baez's home run. Thought it was off the end of the bat live as it happened. Well, never seen someone hit one 107.5 miles an hour off the end of the bat, so I think he barreled that one up pretty good. And I think I'm due for an eye check as Cade Hunter takes high for ball one. Hunter struck out in his first Tortugas at bat. Takes one down and in. It is 2-0. Hunter, Rogers, and Rodriguez. 3-2 up in the inning for Daytona. Tortugas, no runs, one hit, one error, one left through three innings, the 2-0. And Hunter lines it foul. It's 2-1. Cardinals, one run, two hits. One error they have left, too. Tortugas have action in their left field bullpen. Luis May up and throwing. Tanner Cooper's only thrown 51 pitches through three. As Hunter takes up and away, it is 3-1. Cardinals have a righty up in their bullpen down the line as well. 3-1 pitch. Hunter skies one left field. Back into his left goes Iadis Cernia, turns around. And with his shoulder squared towards home plate, backpedaling makes the catch, one out. So Hunter stings it well, but can't get it over the outfielder's head. One out in the fourth for Jack Rogers. Rogers struck out his first time 0 for 1. Hitting .364 in 19 games since the All-Star break. First pitch to Jack. Takes one knee high, it's 0-1. 380 coming into play today during his 14-game hit streak. As Hentz paints the bottom of the zone, it's 0-2. Hentz originally committed to Arkansas before signing with St. Louis as Rogers goes down swinging. Chase the high fastball at 96. Another strikeout for Tink Hentz. That's his sixth tonight, first since the second inning. Two out in the fourth for Hector Rodriguez. Rodriguez popped up to short, leading off in the second, 0 for 1. First pitch, and Rodriguez takes low for ball one. Hentz, given name actually Markievicz. So where did Tink come from as Rodriguez takes a strike? Well, the Cardinals' number three prospect, according to Baseball America, got the nickname as a child. The 1-1, down and in 2-1, was nicknamed Stinker growing up in Arkansas, but his dad quickly dropping the S off that nickname, and so the legend of Tink was born, the 2-1. High, it's 3-1. Was a travel teammate growing up in Arkansas with the Cardinals' second-round pick and last year's Palm Beach Cardinal member Mason Wynn as Hector Rodriguez takes down and in for ball four. So Hector starts a new on-base streak as he reaches with two out. First walk allowed by Hentz tonight. Brings up Trey Faltini. Faltini struck out looking against the right-hander in the second. Hentz throw over to first, and Rodriguez dives back. That the first walk Hentz has allowed since August the 17th, 2 weeks ago. First pitch to Faltini. Fastball cut on and missed. It's 0-1. L.J. Newsom, minor league rehabber, up and throwing for the Cardinals down the right field line. Rodriguez, the man at first, two out. 1-0 Cardinals in the top of the fourth. The 0-1. And Faltini, a jam shot ground ball to short. In and to his right, Rivas throws on the move to retire his counterpart. And in the inning, No runs, no hits, one left on the two-out walk at the end of three and a half. Still 1-0 Palm Beach on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the bullpen for Daytona as we head into the bottom of the fourth inning. Tanner Cooper out. Luis May is in. Cardinals a 1-0 lead. R.J. Yeager, Leonardo Bernal, Chris Rotundo, the three to face the fireballer. And the first pitch, a little pop fly in the infield coming in. Faltini, it bounces in front of him and then just dies on the grass, rolls behind him. And Yeager is going to be safe at first base. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Just a tiny looper in the infield. Didn't even make it to the dirt. But that is how R.J. Yeager picks up a leadoff single on the first pitch Luis May throws. One on and nobody out for Leonardo Bernal. Grounded out to second against Cooper in the second as this one popped in a shallow center field. That one will get down off the hands of Bernal. Rounding second on his way to third, Yeager. Throw will come into second base. So the first two pitches of the inning have come in and squared up the handle of the bat of Yeager and Bernal. But instead of two quick outs, there is runners at the corners and nobody out. And the runner at third is out. R.J. Yeager missed second base. Cody White does it again. The Tortugas development coach, earlier this season during the road trip that started the year for Daytona in Palm Beach, caught Brandon Hernandez, who had a ground rule double to start the game, saw that he missed first base. Correctly challenged the ruling successfully and just happened again here as it is ruled Yeager missed second base going first to third. Callahan applied the tag and so there is just a man at first and one out in the bottom of this fourth inning. What a weird way for this inning to begin. 0-1 on Rotundo after taking a called strike and this one comes up and hits him. Wasn't what Luis was trying to do, but caught him with the 98-mile-an-hour fastball. And the Cardinals with two runners on base again, first and second and one out. So been a lot of motion.
Second baseman number 18, Brody Moore.
To start the bottom of this fourth inning. Single, single. Runner out because he misses second base. A strike and a hit by pitch. first four tosses of the fourth. Brody Moore, the batter, and the righty takes strike one. May, standing at 6'3", 219 pounds, 21 years old from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Reinstated off the development list yesterday, Yomiel Masonette placed on the list, the 0-1. And this one tapped on the ground, past the glove of Pino to his right, a base hit. They're going to wave Bernal around from third. The throw by Marrero sails up the third base line. It's an RBI single for Brody Moore. Two games in this series, two multi-hit contests. His eighth RBI, and the Cardinals take a 2-0 lead. None of the balls hit this inning have been particularly hard hit. But three balls have made their way through, four base hits. And the Cardinals with second and third and one out. Moore taking second on the throw home. Jeremy Rivas, the batter with the infield in, was robbed of extra bases on a great diving catch by Marrero his last time. Inside first pitch fastball at 100. It's 1-0. May making his first appearance since the last outing of the homestand. That was against Clearwater a week ago Sunday, as Rivas in the air center field coming on Rodriguez. He won't get there. Marrero will have to play it on a hop throw into the plate, not in time, as Rotondo had to wait to come home, and because of the throw home by Marrero, was not fielded cleanly by Hunter. Getting on his horse as Rivas takes a second base. Four fundamental baseball there for Daytona, costing them a base, allowing the runner to advance to second. And the Cardinals take a 3-0 lead. Jeremy Rivas ends an 0-for-10 stretch at the plate. His team leading 33rd RBI. And the Cardinals have had no problems against Luis May to start the inning. Every single batter has reached base successfully. Yeah, none of these balls have been scorched off the bat of May. They have all landed in front of infielders and outfielders. And Daytona, some ill-advised throws. At least the last one, an ill-advised throw, allowing Rivas to move up an extra 90 feet. Remains second and third, only one out. Alex Iadesurnia is the batter. Flied out to left last inning. Infield stays in for Daytona. May from the belt, the first pitch is a slider strike. It's 0-1. But May, in his last outing, was forced to go well beyond what he's been accustomed to doing this year. That was why he was placed on the development list. Down and in, it's 1-1. It was because he threw 21 more pitches in the final game of the homestand than he had ever thrown in a single outing in the United States before. Threw 67 pitches in that outing. His previous high was 46 over a year prior, as Iadesurnia takes high, it's 2-1. There's 67 pitches, gave up just one hit and one run, but walked seven batters and struck out five. Both were career highs, the 2-1. Bounced in the dirt, it is 3-1. But when you are taxed like that, and the way May was on August the 21st, obviously going to take some time to recuperate, especially when you haven't been used to it. 3-1 pitch, high for ball four. So the first six have reached against May to start the fourth inning, only out on the missed base by R.J. Yeager. And the bases are full, one away for the top of the order in Victor Scott. As grounded out to second and flied out to center, 0-2. Final line for Tanner Cooper tonight. Three innings, one run on two hits, a walk and a strikeout. Gave up the home run. That one bouncing in the dirt, ball kicks up the third base line, goes halfway up the line. The runners at first and second started to break, but Moore had to hold up. And the count 1-0 on Scott. Cooper, 51 pitches, 32 strikes tonight, leaving the pitcher of record on the losing side. Two runs in for the Cardinals on four hits in the fourth. They have a 3-0 lead. Scott, the seventh man to come to bat. Mays 1-0 and snaps a slider in there. It's 1-1. Moore at third, Rivas at second, Ayadis Cernia at first. The 1-1 pitch, and he can't hit that one down and in. Another back foot slider, it's 1-2. Corner is in, middle infield at double play depth. Joshua Baez homered last inning, he is on deck. The 1-2. This is a soft ground ball up the middle, fielded by Manier. Momentum takes him towards second base, steps on the bag, throws on to first to end the inning. Just what the doctor ordered, a 4-3 double play, and the Cardinals have to settle for two in the fourth. Two runs, four hits, two men left, four innings complete, 3-0 Cardinals on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Justin Boyd to lead off for Daytona in the top of the fifth inning. Cardinals making a pitching change. Tink Hentz out. Minor league rehabbing LJ Newsome in. And Justin Boyd takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Boyd, Marrero, and Pino. Three due up in the inning. Newsome's 0-1. Low, it is 1-1. Newsome. Standing at 5'11", 210 pounds, 25 years old. The 1-1. High, it's 2-1. Newsome from La Plata, Maryland. Acquired off waivers from the Mariners. Righty's 2-1 pitch, and Boyd yanks it foul towards the tarp by Daytona's bullpen. It's 2-2. Action in the Tortugas left field bullpen. That is Bryce Hubbert. Reds' third round pick out of Florida State. 2-2 to Justin. Off the hands in the air, first base side, Bernal and the first baseman there, and both afraid of a potential collision. Hightailed it out of the way, and it lands between them. Bernal, with all that equipment on, Francisco coming in, both running at full tilt. And Boyd will get a second chance. Stays 2-2. Another break even, and Boyd takes strike three call. Newsom hits the outside corner with an 86-mile-an-hour changeup. And he retires the first batter he faces on strikes. One out in the fifth for Wendell Marrero. Grounded out to the pitcher. Back in the third, 0-1. Newsom making his second rehab stint with the Cardinals. Gave up two hits, struck out one in a scoreless inning in his first rehab outing. Marrero takes outside. It's 1-0. Newsom's 1-0. Marrero smacks it back to the screen. It is 1-1. One pitch. And Marrero off the hands towards second base. Coming on is Moore. And the overhand throw on the infield dirt in time. Two away. Two quick outs for Newsom in the fifth inning brings up Yasiel Pino. As Daytona's only hit tonight with a single to center in the third. Final line for Tink Hens tonight, four shutout innings. One hit, a walk, and six strikeouts as Pino nearly gets grazed inside 1-0. Hens, 58 pitches, 38 strikes, his ERA dropping it to a minuscule 1.49. This, jammer to third, fielded behind the third base bag by Yeager. And a strong throw across the diamond closes out Newsom's 11th pitch, top half of the fifth. Halfway through this one, Cardinals 3, Tortugas nothing on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Bryce Hubbard on for Daytona, bottom of the fifth inning. Cardinals a 3-0 lead. Luis Mays, night done after one inning. Might have had one of the most unlucky innings of the season. If you just looked at the exit velocity of the balls put in play last inning, you would have imagined that made it quite fine. 41.8 miles an hour on the Yeager single, 61.2 on the Bernal single, 75.5 exit velo on the Rivas base hit, 78.5 on the Moore single. The hardest hit ball of the inning was the Victor Scott ground ball double play to end the frame. Yeah, I think that adds up to some bad luck for Luis. Joshua Baez to lead off against Hubbard, and the first pitch changeup creates a swing and miss, 0-1. Hubbard making his second appearance as a Tortuga, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds, 21 years old from Windermere, Florida. Was the Reds' third-round pick this summer out of Florida State. Hubbard pitched in the doubleheader against Jupiter last Wednesday through a scoreless inning, walked three, struck out two. Will be Baez, Francisco, and Yeager 2, 3, and 4 due up in the inning. The 0-1 pitch is low. Good spot. One ball and one strike. Final line for Luis May. As we mentioned, despite the two runs on three hits, did not give up very much hard hit contact as Baez dances out of the way of a curveball down and in, 2-1. May, one walk, no strikeouts. 17 pitches, 10 strikes, did hit a batter. Hubbard's 2-1. Baez pops it straight up in the air. This one, I can guarantee you, is off the end of the bat. Out in his shallow center is Trey Faltini. And the shortstop makes the play on the outfield grass, one down. Said it came off the end of the bat on his 107-mile-an-hour home run to center. Don't think that was the case in the previous at-bat. Most recent go-around, more likely. It was just some early foreshadowing. Thomas Francisco, 0 for 2 tonight. He's grounded out and fly to right. That was his last time up. Takes low for ball one. Hubbard's had a marvelous season for the Seminoles in Tallahassee. 1-0, called strike inside corner. It's 1-1. Hubbard had a 3.32 ERA, 8-3 record in 15 starts. Struck out 96 in 76 innings. 1-1. Down and away, it is 2-1. Hubbard made two appearances, one start in the Complex League before joining the Tortugas last week. Threw an inning and two-thirds out there, the 2-1. Francisco pounded inside, back behind the plate, the catcher Hunter, and on the warning track in front of the seats makes the catch. Nice running play by Cade Hunter. Two out in the fifth inning for R.J. Yeager. Started the Cardinals' two-run fourth with an infield base hit. One for two tonight has also fly to left. Logan Tanner's old college teammate at Mississippi State started his career at Mercer University in Georgia. As Yeager can't hit the changeup, it's 0-1. Yeager has picked up a base hit in 10 of his last 12 games, including tonight. Entered today hitting .349 in his last 11. The 0-1, up and away, it is 1-1. Bases empty, two out. Bottom of the fifth inning, Cardinals a 3-0 lead. Second game of this six-game series, final road trip of the summer for the Tortugas, the 1-1. And Yeager hammers it back, it's 1-2. Yeager, good baseball bloodlines. His dad, Ryan, played baseball at Gulf Coast State College and drafted out of high school in 97 by the Boston Red Sox in the 29th round. And he strikes out on the high fastball. Hubbard powers it by him at 89, up and away. And Bryce has a 1-2-3, bottom half of the fifth inning. Retires the side on 12 pitches. Five innings complete, still 3-0 Cardinals on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your Lost Shaker Assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville Night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park Night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders Founders Night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Braylon Menier, and then the top of Daytona's order due up against L.J. Newsome. Out for his second inning of work, top of the sixth inning. Cardinals up 3-0. Braylon Menier swings and misses at the first pitch. It is 0-1. Menier flied out to center his first time. Newsom's 0-1. Menier bouncers on the ground to second base. Coming on is Moore. And the overhand throw to Francisco in time. One out. One up, one down for Austin Callahan, 0 for 2 tonight. Struck out and grounded to third. Newsom winds his first pitch. And Callahan swings and misses. It's 0-1. Newsom made his major league debut with Seattle during the pandemic in August of 2020. Made five appearances with Seattle that year. Made another seven with the club last season. Callahan takes outside. It's 1-1. Does have a major league victory under his belt, a 6.53 ERA. And his big league career is Callahan. Golfs one left side. Out is the third baseman racing back by Daytona's bullpen. And Yeager can't make the play out of his reach. Callahan stays alive. Count moves to 1-2. Newsom originally taken by the Mariners in the 26th round at a Choptank High School in Morganza, Maryland. Made four appearances for Roberto Espinosa with the FCL Cardinals earlier this spring. Made four appearances. And now continuing his rehab in the FSL, the 1-2. Callahan skies one left side. This one out of play by the bleachers. Remains a ball and two strikes. Newsom only pitched in the majors last year. Never did pitch in the minor leagues. 1-2. This one a line drive left center field for a base hit. Over to cut it off to his right is Scott. That'll hold Callahan to a single. Second hit of the game for Daytona. Callahan with a base hit in each of the first two games of this series. One on, one out for the catcher, Cade Hunter. Hunter has struck out and fly to left in his Tortugas debut tonight. First pitch from Newsom, a ground ball up the middle, base hit center field. First Tortugas base hit for Cade Hunter. Callahan will stop at second, 105 miles an hour on the worm burner back through the box. And Daytona with two on, one out as the Tortugas will call for that baseball. They'll shuffle it out of play and save that one for Hunter's Mantle back home in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Giovanni Carrara, Cardinals pitching coach, out of the first base dugout to talk with Newsom. As Daytona will have the tying run at the plate in the form of Jack Rogers. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. In this sixth inning, let you know what's going on across the Florida State League tonight. Daytona basically eliminated from playoff contention with their loss last night. Entered play today 11 and a half back. Oh, the first place Cardinals with 11 and a half games to go. Cardinals bullpen springing to life in right field. Roy Garcia has picked up a baseball. Well, one game rained out. That was in Lakeland. Flying Tigers and Threshers will try and make it up with a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 4. Two on, one out for Rogers. Has struck out in both of his plate appearances tonight. Takes outside. It's 1-0. Bradenton playing a matinee today against the Mighty Muscles. Fort Myers scoring 4 runs in the ninth, but could not complete the comeback. Bradenton winning 8-7. Jack takes outside 2-0. Kalai Rosario, a home run for the Muscles, his 11th. Tanner Treadway went deep for the Marauders, his first. Newsom's 2-0. Rogers takes outside, throw behind the runner at second. Callahan not in time. Tag applied by Rivas a hair late. Three and oh now on Rogers with Hector Rodriguez on deck. Newsom's 3-0, and Rogers swings away. Can't hit the high fastball at 90. It's 3-1. Tamar Johnson, Pirates first round pick, number 4 overall selection, 3-for-3 today for Bradenton with a couple of doubles and an RBI. Rogers takes outside and high ball 4. So Jack has now reached safely in 17 straight games, every single game as well since the All-Star break. And Daytona has him loaded with one out. And with Newsom up near his pitch count total of the day, Gary Kendall out of the first base dugout and will bring in Roy Garcia to try and escape this jam. Daytona's best scoring opportunity tonight. A couple of singles and a walk have them loaded with one out for Hector Rodriguez. Tying runs are on. Go-ahead run coming to the plate. Cardinals have a 3-run lead in the top of the sixth on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at dustinsbarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Bases loaded and one out. Roy Garcia, the new arm in the game to face Hector Rodriguez. Hector 0-for-1 with a walk tonight in the first pitch, laced into left field. That one's down for a base hit. Callahan scores. Here comes Hunter to the plate. Throw in, cut off behind third by the shortstop Rivas. The first pitch thrown by Roy Garcia is a 2-run single for Hector Rodriguez. And Daytona's within a run. It is 3-2. RBIs 5 and 6 as a Tortuga for Hector. Stopping at second was Rogers with the tying run. So first and second, still only one out. 4 straight have reached for Daytona. Trey Faltini with the tying and go-ahead runs on. 0-for-2 tonight. And this one, a ground ball to short. Fielded by Rivas at a knee. Throws on his second for one. Back to first, double play. Hard to blame Trey. He hit it 105 miles an hour. Just right at his counterpart, Rivas, who turns it into a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. But Daytona gets two runs back on three hits and one left at the end of five and a half, 3-2 Cardinals on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bryce Hubbard out for his second inning of relief. Leonardo Bernal switches over to the right-hand side against the southpaw, takes a called strike. Bernal, Rotondo, and Moore, the 3-2 up in the inning. Cardinals a 3-2 lead. As Bernal takes low, it is 1-1. Hubbard needed just 12 pitches to retire the Cardinals in order in the fifth. Lefty from the third base side is 1-1. This one hammered off the end of the bat. Back to the screen, it's 1-2. Continuing our look around the Florida State League tonight. In this sixth inning, only a couple other scores to update you on. 1-2. Inside, it hit him. Tried to spin a back foot curveball, but spun it too far off the plate in on the right-handed batter. And so Bernal, first man to reach against Hubbard. One on, nobody out. For the designated hitter, Chris Rotondo, has reached both times tonight. Walk in a hit by pitch. Scored a run back in the fourth. And the lefty's first pitch to him. Taken up and away, 1-0. Top of the sixth inning in St. Lucie, a big game for the Cardinals to follow. Mets have a 4-2 lead in the top of the sixth. 1-0. In the dirt, 2-0. Brady Smith, his first home run in the Mets organization, a two-run shot. Two more stolen bases for Omar De Los Santos. He is up to an even 70 on the year, now five away from the Mets single-season record. Hubbard's 2-0, fouled off the mask of the catcher, Hunter, but he's all right. It's 2-1. Both teams into their bullpens tonight. Cardinals came into play today. Four games up on the Mets in the second half. Seven up on Jupiter. As you mentioned, Daytona 11 and a half back with 11 and a half to play entering today. Hubbard's 2-1. Off the hands, first base side. Pino to his left by the railing. But this one about three rows back. It is 2-2. Only other game tonight also impacting the playoff outlook. Dunedin on the road in Tampa. That game scoreless after two. Joel Valdez for the Tarpons. Edison Gonzalez for the Blue Jays. 2-2. High, it's full. Look at the second half standings in the West. Dunedin entered play, or at least at the moment, a game ahead of the Marauders for first place. They'll either be a game and a half or a half game ahead going into tomorrow, 3-2. Another foul ball, first base way. Remains a full count. One on, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning, Cardinals 3 and the Tortugas 2. But Tampa in third place, 2.5 back of the Blue Jays. Lakeland a little further away, 6 games back. 3-2. Struck him out swinging. Fastball up at 87. Second strikeout tonight for the lefty. One down for Brody Moore. Couple of singles and an RBI tonight. Of course, Daytona will close out their home schedule against Tampa next week. Although, did see something a little while ago that for the Yankees, as Moore takes high for ball one. Luis Severino going to make a rehab start for Tampa on Friday against Dunedin. And all I will say is if the Yankees are so inclined, fouled back 1-1, they want to have Luis make a second rehab start in Daytona next week. We won't argue. Can ask their friends from across the city, across a couple bridges in Queens, how it went with Jacob DeGrom. Thought it went pretty well, the 1-1. There's a double play, ground ball to short. Might not be hit hard enough. On to second for one. Low throw by Manier. Gets away from Pino and Karam's in and out of the Cardinals' first base dugout. So Manier trying to rush the throw because of the soft ground ball by Moore. Ends up tossing it away by Pino. So it'll be a 6-4 fielder's choice. Runner will take second on the throwing error by Manier. And a man in scoring position, two down for Jeremy Rivas. Looped a single in his center his last time up. Was also robbed of extra bases on a great diving catch by Wendell Marrero in the second. Man at second, two out. Cardinals looking to add to a one-run lead. Hubbard's first pitch, and Rivas early on a changeup. It's 0-1. Top of the 8 o'clock hour here in Jupiter, Florida. Justin Rock with you. Palm Beach 3, Daytona 2. Cardinals a run in the third, 2 in the fourth. Daytona pulled within 2 in the top of the inning. The 0-1. And Rivas lunging at a changeup. It is 0-2. And I stand corrected. My apologies. It was not Brady Smith who hit the home run for the Mets tonight. It was DeAndre Smith. The first home run of his professional career. Mets have too many Smiths. 0-2 pitch, got him swinging. Three straight changeups, and Hubbard strikes out a pair, strands a man in scoring position in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and one man left. At the end of six, still 3-2 Cardinals on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
first pitch to Justin Boyd in the top of the seventh inning. Fouled back. Boyd, Marrero, and Pino. 3-2 up in the inning. Roy Garcia out for his first full inning of work. Gave up a two-run base hit to Hector Rodriguez on one pitch and then induced an inning-ending double play on the other. Now one high, it's 1-1. Righties 1-1. Breaking ball from Garcia. Falls in for a strike. And it's quickly 1-2. Daytona has action in their bullpen as Boyd goes down swinging. Got him on the curve, ball away.
The right fielder 31, Wendell Marrero.
And Roy Garcia has his first strikeout tonight. One away in the top of the seventh brings up Wendell Marrero. 0 for 2 today, a couple of ground balls, one to second, one to the pitcher. This one sent straight to the screen, it's 0-1. Marrero could be the last chance for him to extend his hitting streak. Entered play today on a 7-game streak, 9 for his last 24. Another one fouled away, 0-2. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard in this seventh inning. Let you know what's going on across the organization tonight. Garcia's 0-2. In there, strike three looking. Beautiful 12-6 curveball. And back-to-back strikeouts start the seventh for Garcia. One swinging, one looking, two out. Brings up Yasiel Pino. Single to center and grounded out to third tonight. The Cardinals and Reds duking it out at Great American Ballpark. Pino takes a strike, 0-1. Reds a nice pregame ceremony on the field, honoring Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina, their final trip to Cincinnati in their Hall of Fame careers. Pino takes a strike, 0-2. But the funny thing to me, and I wonder how many times this has happened, Adam Wainwright had to step in to receive the gift for Yadier Molina because Yadi was in the bullpen warming up the starter. As Pino takes a called strike three, has some words for the home plate umpire, but that courtesy of the automated zone. And Garcia strikes out the side in order, one pitch shy of an immaculate inning. Time to get up and stretch in Jupiter, Florida. Cardinals 3, Tortugas 2 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Bottom of the seventh inning, call to the bullpen for Daytona. Bryce Hubbard is out. On in relief is his fellow 2022 draft class member, the right-hander Zach Maxwell. Maxwell, 6'6", 275 pounds, 21 years old, from Ackworth, Georgia, was the Reds' sixth-round pick out of Georgia Tech in the ACC. Maxwell making his second appearance as a Tortuga, made his debut And the doubleheader a week ago today gave up two runs on one hit in two innings, walked one and struck out three. Alex Iadesernia, Victor Scott, Joshua Baez, 9-1 and 2 due up against Maxwell in the inning. First pitch, chopped on the ground to second, coming on Meniere, and a nice sidearm throw on the move. Gets the left fielder Iadesernia, one pitch, one out in the seventh inning. Brings up Victor Scott, 0 for 3 tonight. Grounded out to second into a double play his last time up. Final line for Bryce Hubbard tonight. Goes two shutout innings. No runs, no hits, no walks. Struck out three as Scott waves and misses. It's 0-1. Hubbard did hit a batter. 29 pitches, 18 strikes. Maxwell's 0-1. Up and away at 93. It is 1-1. Maxwell for the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech in the ACC this past year. 1-1. Outside 2-1. Maxwell had a 5.26 ERA, but did have a 5-0 record, four saves. Struck out 84 in 51 innings. Scott looks at 98, knee high, even at 2-2. Continue our look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard in the seventh inning. Maxwell's 2-2 pitch, high and away, it's full. But the Reds and Cardinals tied at 2, top of the fifth inning. Jonathan India and Nick Senzel, a couple of Tortuga alums, have RBIs. Payoff pitch, fouled straight back. Still 3-2, Nolan Arenado, a two-run home run for the Cardinals, his 28th. India, Senzel, Alejo Lopez, Stuart Fairchild, Aristides Aquino, Jose Barrero, the Daytona alums in the order. Payoff pitch, and Scott missiles one into left center field for a knock. Over to cut it off to his right, Rodriguez. That'll hold Scott to a single. Ball did glance off the glove of the shortstop and roll towards the pitcher's mound, but not far enough away for Scott to consider advancing. One on, one out for Joshua Baez as Homer struck out and popped up to short. Victor Scott expands his on-base streak to 8 straight with that base hit as Baez taps the cut fastball foul. It is 0-1. Mike Miner made the start. Reds now into their bullpen. Jose Quintana starting for the Cardinals tonight. Maxwell's 0-1. That one up and away. Reeled in by Hunter, 1-1. Triple-A Louisville at home against the Indianapolis Indians. 1-1. Baez late on 99 away. And Maxwell ahead 1-2. Louisville and Indianapolis Pirates affiliate tied at 2 at the end of 6. Steven Piscotty. A two-run home run is first in the Reds organization. Throwback to first and Scott in standing up. Albert Almora, 1-for-3 on a rehab assignment tonight. Lorenzo Cedrola has come on for him. Alex McGarry, Mark Colesberry, the other alums in the lineup. Runner goes. And Baez puts it in the first base seats of foul ball. Stays 1-2. One on, one out. Bottom of the seventh, Cardinals 3 and the Tortugas 2. Spencer Steer continuing to hit since the trade came over from the Twins in the Tyler Malley deal, has doubled in score to run for the Bats tonight. Righty up in the Cardinals bullpen. 1-2, runner goes again. This one up the middle and through into center field. Scott on his way to third. Throw comes into second base. So the hit and run works out. Second knock of the night for Joshua Baez. And the Cardinals with runners at the corners and one out for Thomas Francisco. Brought Francisco 0-3 tonight. Grounded out to second, flied out to right, and fouled out to the catcher his last time. Double A Chattanooga at home against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos Marlins Farm Club. They trail 1-0 in the top of the fourth. First pitch, the lefty swings through the fastball 99 up by the shoulders, 0-1. Ellie De La Cruz, Alan Cerda, Garrett Wolforth, Daniel Veoheen. Daytona alums in the AA order. Garrett Wolforth making his AA debut tonight. 0-1. Breaking ball slips high, 1-1. Also, shout out to another member of last year's Tortuga squad, Christian Roa, making his AA debut tonight. Has struck out 5, giving up 1 run over 4 innings. 1-1. Francisco line drive center field coming on Rodriguez. He won't get there. Scott will score from third. Throw comes in towards third base. It's an RBI single for Thomas Francisco. His 29th RBI for Palm Beach. And the Cardinals back up by 2. It's 4-2. So 3 straight singles off Maxwell following the leadoff ground out. And Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout to talk with the righty. Roa faring well in his maiden voyage at AA tonight. Only other game in the circuit tonight is High A Dayton. They are at home against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Twins Farm Club Dayton had a marvelous comeback late last night, spearheaded by a couple of triples from Jay Allen II. Austin Hendrick had the game-tying double. Then Reese Hines, the go-ahead and ultimately game-winning in two-base hit. Long conversation finally broken up by Ginther. But Dayton carried that momentum from last night, scored 5 runs in the bottom of the first today, and have a 6-1 lead. Tyler Callahan is second High A home run, joined by Jay Allen II, Austin Hendrick, Reese Hines, Jose Torres, Michelle Triana, Justice Thompson, and Michael Troutwine in the Dragon lineup tonight. 2-1, 1 out for R.J. Yeager. And the breaking ball for Maxwell hangs high for ball 1. Javi Rivera making the start for Dayton tonight. Has struck out 4 over 3 2/3. ACL and DSL club season is over. So that is your look around the organization tonight. 1-0, outside for ball 2. 2-on, 1-out. Cardinals a run in. They lead 4-2. Second game of this 6-game series. Baez at second, Francisco at first. Maxwell's 2-0. Sent to the checkerboard screen, it's 2-1. Talking about the Reds and Cardinals, you mentioned they are playing up in Cincinnati tonight. Tie game there. 2-1. High, it's 3-1. But our buddy John Sadak and company in the Reds TV booth had a special guest helping commentate with them tonight. He sort of spilled the beans on what he might like to do after his playing career is over. As this one out of play down the right field line, it's full. But Joey Votto hopped on in the second inning to join the Reds broadcast. Playfully jabbed at Reds broadcaster, reporter Jim Day at a press conference the other day, saying he was gunning for his job. Payoff pitch. Yeager in the air down the right field line. Long run for Marrero, but that one in the seats behind the Cardinal bullpen stays full. Maxwell up over 20 pitches in the seventh. On, Cardinals a run in on three straight hits. Payoff pitch. High and tight, ball four. Tried to spin something at 87. Well, that's interesting. Here on StatCast, it says the pitch was 86. And up on the video board in right center field, it says it came in at 96. I'm going to guess StatCast was right. But either way, the Cardinals have him loaded for Leonardo Bernal. Bernal already has a grand slam against Daytona earlier this season. It's time called, and Cade Hunter out to the mound to talk with Maxwell. Daytona's bullpen will spring to life, but Votto got to call. They're still on in the air, actually, as a matter of fact. On the Reds broadcasts tonight against St. Louis. And posted it on social media earlier when it came out, but Joey wants to take a short week vacation next week to Daytona Beach. I've got a headset and a seat open for him if he'd like to join us on the Tortugas radio network. Outside of Bernal, 1-0. Base is loaded, one down. Maxwell's 1-0. Inside and low, 2-0. Bernal, one of the youngest players in this league. Won't turn at 19 years old until next February. Hector Rodriguez of Daytona, a month younger than him. And Juan Reynoso of Jupiter, a month younger than Rodriguez. As Bernal takes outside, it's 3-0. Nowhere to put him. Bernal has reached his last two times on a single and a hit by pitch. The 3-0 called strike. 97 on the outer half. It's 3-1. Bernal has reached in eight of his last 10 games, including tonight. 14 for his last 32. The 3-1. And Maxwell swinging with the ball already in Hunter's mitt. 97-mile-an-hour blur. It's full. Chris Rotundo, the DH, in the on-deck circle. Maxwell's 3-2. And Bernal goes down to grab it, fouls it away. Stays full. Votto said in a press conference earlier this week that still very eager to continue and finish his career with the Reds. Next year, the last year on that 10-year contract, as Bernal down swinging. What a battle by Maxwell to claw back from behind in the count 3-0. Proceeds to blow a bevy of fastballs by Bernal. First strikeout tonight for Zach. One away, or rather two away in the seventh. Brings up Chris Rotundo, struck out. Last inning of the sixth, has also walked, been hit by a pitch, and scored a run. Former Villanova Wildcat takes high, 1-0. Yeah, the final year of that 10-year, $225 million extension he signed in April of 2012. Is next year. There is also a $20 million club option for 2024. 1-0 taken for a strike. It's 1-1. It also has a $7 million buyout. And he said he wants to finish his career in the same uniform that he started in. It's a priority for him. As Rotundo takes a strike, 1-2, he said he has only 1-2. Who knows how many years he has left? Maxwell trying to get out of the inning with just one run allowed. The pitch Down and away, 2-2. Votto said, I think the pride part of me wants to tell the story, but it's a hard story to tell. You confuse the story, especially if the end is confusing. Said he just wants to finish his career well, and hopefully the team plays well as well. 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not, says the base umpire. Just missed off the outside corner. It's full. So that will start the merry-go-round. A force at every base with two out. Baez at third, Francisco at second, Yeager at first. The payoff pitch, low ball four. It'll be an RBI walk for Chris Rotundo, and the Cardinals take a 5-2 lead. Sixth RBI for Rotundo, and with Maxwell at 36 pitches in the inning, Cookie Dawkins will come out of the dugout to take the ball. New arm coming into the game, Cardinals with a couple runs in here in the seventh, and they will have the bases still full and two out with their eighth hitter of the inning coming up in the form of Brody Moore. Palm Beach back up by three. It is 5-2 with the bases full and two out in the seventh. Catch the new arm when we come back on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Brett Lockwood, the new arm in the game. Cardinals in front, 5-2. Bases loaded, two out in the seventh. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Bases still loaded. Two runs in for Palm Beach in the seventh. Their lead is back up to three. Brody Moore has a couple of hits tonight and an RBI. And he takes a called strike from Brett Lockwood, the new arm. It's 0-1. Lock standing at 6'3", 223 pounds. 25 years old from Temecula, California. Undrafted free agent during the pandemic out of Kansas State, the 0-1. And Moore checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Says McKenna, it's 1-1. Lockwood making his first appearance in this series. His 23rd of the year, 2-4 record, a 6.75 ERA. The 1-1. That's a ground ball back to the mound. Fielded by Lockwood, got his glove down, jogs to first. Underhand flip to Pino. And Brett does his job, strands him loaded in the seventh. But the Cardinals score twice on three hits and leave them loaded at the end of seven. Palm Beach 5 and Daytona 2 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell,
your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Going to the bullpen for the Cardinals, Roy Garcia is out. Ian Bedell has come on in relief. We'll face 9-1 and 2 in the Daytona order. Bedell, one of two minor league rehabbers on the Cardinal roster. Second one pitching tonight. And that's high for ball one. Manier 0 for 2 tonight. Takes high 2-0. Bedell standing at 6'2", 198 pounds from Davenport, Iowa. 2-0. Manier a hard line drive over the leaping glove of the second baseman, Brody Moore, for a base hit. A 107-mile-an-hour laser. And Braylon on to start the top of the eighth inning.
The third baseman, number 8, Austin Callahan.
First time Daytona has put the leadoff man on tonight. Back to the top of the order in Austin Callahan, singled and scored against the Cardinal bullpen in the sixth. 1-for-3. Bedell making his second rehab outing with the Cardinals. Righty pitcher down and in. Ball gets away from the catcher, Bernal. And on to second goes Manier on the wild pitch. So 1-0. And a man at second and nobody out. Bedell, former fourth round pick in 2020 out of Missouri. Appeared in the game against the Mets last Wednesday for Palm Beach. Gave up 3 unearned runs. On one hit, walked one, struck out one. Faced 5 batters in 2/3 of an inning. Callahan takes outside and high. 2-0. Bedell made 3 scoreless appearances in the Complex League before joining Palm Beach as Callahan smokes one back up the middle. Manier waited and actually drifted back to second before he realized that ball was going to make its way through. Back-to-back hard hit singles by Manier and Callahan. And Daytona has the tying run at the plate. 3 batters into the eighth inning.
The catcher, number 24, Cade Hunter.
Cade Hunter picked up his first Tortugas base hit in the sixth. Came around to score. 1-for-3 tonight in his debut. Manier at third, Callahan at first, and this one hit on the ground and threw into right field for a hit. Manier will score. On his way to third goes Callahan. Hunter on his way to second. The throw, the tag, he is out. Hunter thrown out trying to get into scoring position as the game's tying run. He'll get credit for his first Tortuga RBI. Callahan is at third with one away. It is 5-3. Another 105-mile-an-hour missile. Ricocheting off the dirt from the bat of Cade Hunter. Jack Rogers at the plate. Walked his last time. Takes strike one. Swing and a miss. Chase the fastball up. It is 0-2. Callahan leads off third. The 0-2 pitch. High, it's 1-2. Bedell last year only appeared in two games in his first pro season before landing on the IL. It was with the High A Peoria Chiefs. 1-2. And he strikes Rogers out swinging. Fastball up at 94. First strikeout tonight for Bedell. Two out in the eighth. Brings up Hector Rodriguez. Two runs, single to left his last time, has also walked 1-for-2 today. But Bedell is placed on the IL by Peoria on May 13th of last year. Still working himself back. First pitch to Hector. Shuffled up the first base line. It's 0-1. Final line for Roy Garcia tonight. Goes an inning and two-thirds. No runs on one hit. No walks. Struck out three. 12 pitches, 11 strikes. A couple other final lines for you tonight. The 0-1 slips up and away high, 1-1. L.J. Newsom gave up two runs, both earned on two hits in an inning and a third. Walked one, struck out one. Zach Maxwell, two runs on three hits and two-thirds of an inning. Walked two, struck out one. 1-1. And Rodriguez swings through the fastball up at 92. Count runs to 1-2. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Cardinals 5, Tortugas 3. Runner at third, two down, the 1-2. This one hit off the very top of the netting and back down onto the field to play. Still a one ball, two strike count. Cardinals will have 8-9-1 to up against Brent Lockwood in the bottom of the 8. 1-2 pitch, and Rodriguez chases high for strike three. Standing in the batter's box, an extra second or two, frustrated at himself for offering at that pitch. But Bedell strands a runner at third. Daytona gets a run back on three hits, one man left at the end of 7.5, 5-3 Cardinals on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Brett Lockwood out for his first full inning of relief. Jeremy Rivas, Alex Iadesernia, Victor Scott. Three due up in the inning. Cardinals a 5-3 advantage. Jeremy Rivas, 1-for-3 with an RBI base hit. Taps the first pitch of the inning to third. Callahan fields to his left and makes the play to first, one out. Leadoff man retired. brings up Alex Iadesernia. Grounded out on the first pitch of the seventh inning. Has also walked and fly to left, 0 for 2. Series will continue tomorrow night. Righty's first pitch called strike one. It's 0-1. Coverage starting 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:15 Eastern time. Another 6:30. First pitch here tomorrow, the 0-1. Another strike at the knees, 0-2. First day of September, Jose Acuna will get the ball for Daytona. Trent Baker will make the start for the Cardinals. 0-2 pitch, down and in. Iadesernia lays off 1-2. Acuna, 0-1, a 2.32 ERA. Baker, 9-7, a 3-1-2 mark. 1-2, drifts outside, 2-2. Daytona, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, 4 left on base tonight. Cardinals, 5 runs on 9 hits. 1 left, or 8 left, 1 error. As Iadesernia slaps it past the glove of Callahan to his right. In the left field, a base hit. He's on his way to second. Throw in, not in time by Boyd. It's an opposite field double for Alex Iadesernia. Third extra base hit of his career. Second double. And the Cardinals, a man in scoring position and one out. That ball hugging the third base chalk line. Brings up Victor Scott. Singled and scored for the Cardinals last inning. He is 1-for-4 today. Lefty batter with an open stance. He takes down and in for ball one. Somewhat of a scary story coming out of Chicago earlier today. Mostly scary because we just don't know enough about it. The 1-0. Called strike. Outside corner at 87. It's 1-1, but the White Sox will be without their manager, Tony La Russa, for an indefinite period of time. Team made the announcement earlier today. Former St. Louis Cardinal, and I think Cincinnati Red Miguel Cairo, will take over the managerial duties. Fouled back. 1-2 now on Scott. Cairo actually finished his major league career with the Reds and also did play a handful of years with the Cardinals. The 1-2, down and away, ball gets loosed from Hunter to his left. And advancing to third with an insurance run is Iadesernia. See how that one is scored, either a wild pitch or a passed ball. But either way, the Cardinals a man at third. One out and a 2-2 count on the leadoff batter. But the White Sox did not give a particular medical issue that La Russa is dealing with. The 2-2. Scott, a line drive to center field. Back into his right. Rodriguez reaches up and it's over his head. And all the way to the wall, scoring Iadesernia. Scott on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first with an RBI triple. A 99-mile-an-hour rising line drive over Rodriguez's head in center. Scott's third triple, his 10th RBI. And the Cardinals go back up by 3-6-3. Brings up Joshua Baez, singled and scored last inning. Also a solo home run to his name tonight, 2-for-4. And this one, howitzer foul and out of the stadium. 0-1. But La Russa going back to Arizona to undergo testing by his personal physicians. This one yanked on the ground, foul up the third baseline, 0-2. Andrew Vaughn, White Sox outfielder, said it's unbelievably tough because they don't really have much information on what's going on Cairo, after last night's game against the Royals, said the White Sox hope to learn more about the situation today, but not much has been released as Baez takes inside 1-2. Miguel Cairo saying, we're going to keep him in our thoughts and hopefully everything is fine. The absence was only announced about an hour before first pitch prior to yesterday's game. Lockwood's 1-2, low 2-2. But La Russa showed no signs of health issues during his pregame session yesterday with reporters. He was talking with White Sox GM Rick Hahn and former A's legend Dave Smoke Stewart. Two-two. Baez, a tomahawk ground ball up the third base line. This one will stay foul. Remains at 2-2. La Russa, his second season of his second managerial stint with the White Sox. Chicago has lost five in a row. Now three games under 500. The year that they were expected to challenge for the American League pennant. 2-2. Another ground ball up the third base line. Foul. Cardinals a run in on two hits in the eighth inning. They have a 6-3 lead. Man at third, one out. And a full, or rather even, count on Baez, 2-2. Thomas Francisco waiting on deck, the 2-2. Up and in, it's full. There have been a fair share of Fire Tony chants heard at Guaranteed Rate Field as of late. La Russa, a Hall of Fame manager, was enshrined almost 10 years ago now. And now Lockwood steps off. Won a pair of World Series with the Cardinals. Spent a lot of spring trainings in this ballpark. Payoff pitch. Low ball four. So Baez battles back from behind 0-2 to work a walk. Third straight have reached against Lockwood with one out. Brings up Thomas Francisco. Francisco, RBI single to center against Maxwell last inning. One for four tonight. Righty up in the Cardinal bullpen. Down the right field line is Lockwood as the breaking ball missed low, 1-0. But clearly we send our best to Tony La Russa. Always scary when there is nothing specified, sort of the great unknown, as Francisco takes down and in 2-0. And hopefully Tony will be back in the White Sox dugout before the end of the season. We've seen that happen a bit the last number of years with Terry Francona in Cleveland. This is a ground ball back to the mound. Runner heading to the plate. Lockwood underhand flip the tag, and Scott is out. Was just a soft tapper in front of the plate. Lockwood with the runner breaking towards the dish. His easiest play was to shuffle it on home to Kate Hunter. Did a good job to block the plate and apply the tag legally. 1-2 on the fielder's choice. Now runners at first and second and two out. Still a three-run game for R.J. Yeager. Singled and walked tonight, one for two, or rather one for three. And he takes a called strike. 0-1. Daytona in the top of the ninth. We'll have 5, 6, and 7 due up. Faltini, Boyd, and Marrero. O-1. Yeager takes inside 1-1. Talk about a cool story. Major League Baseball announcing earlier today. They will return to Mexico City next year. Fouled off in the box, 1-2. Padres and Giants will play the first ever Major League Baseball games in Mexico City next year. They've played in Mexico before, but never an official Major League game. There have been spring training games there in 01, 03, 04, and 2016, but never in the regular season. 1-2. Inside nearly clips Yeager, 2-2. Giants and Padres will play a two-game series at Estadio Alfredo Harpelú Baseball April 29th and 30th of next year. Padres will be the home team in both games. 2-2. Yeager hits one in the air, right side. Long run for Pino out by the Cardinal bullpen. Marrero was there as well, but that one out of play. Still 2-2. Major League Baseball had announced prior to the pandemic in December of 2019 that the Padres and Diamondbacks would have played a two-game series there in April of 2020. But that obviously was taken for a ride, as were all of us during that calendar year. 2-2. And a foul tip in and out of the glove of Cade Hunter. And Yeager stays alive. But the Mets and Marlins were also supposed to play three games in San Juan, Puerto Rico that year. A London series, now the Mexico City game's been rescheduled. We'll see if there are games in San Juan added to the schedule for next year. 2-2. Yeager on the ground in the hole. Nice diving stop by Faltini. Bluffs the throw to third, but will just hold on to it. Outstanding play by Trey Faltini to save a run, as Baez has to only be able to advance 90 feet to third. Infield base hit for R.J. Yeager. And the Cardinals have him loaded for Leonardo Bernal. Bernal struck out with the bases loaded last inning. Has also been hit by a pitch and singled tonight. Also has a run scored. Bases full, two down. And Lockwood misses away for ball one. Padres have made three regular season trips to Monterrey, Mexico against the Mets in 96 as Todd Naskadov out of the dugout. A slow, deliberate walk, giving time for the righty up in the bullpen to get loose. The Padres played three games against the Mets in Mexico in August of 96. Then a game against the Rockies to open up the season in April of 99. And then a three-game series against the Dodgers in 2018. This will be the first games for the Giants, though, outside of North America. Never played an official regular season game outside of the U.S. or Canada. Ginther out to break up the mound visit, as the Cardinals have him loaded with two out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Cardinals sent eight men to the plate last inning. Bernal, the seventh man to come to hit in the eighth. Palm Beach already a run in on three hits. And this one line in the center field, coming on Rodriguez, dives, and he makes the catch. Oh, what a play by the 18-year-old center fielder. Headlong coming in, takes away extra bases, and a couple of RBIs from Bernal. Keeps this a three-run game entering the ninth. But the Cardinals pick up another run on three hits. But that's all to the ninth. Faltini, Boyd, and Marrero do up. Cardinals 6, Tortugas 3 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Going to the bullpen for the Cardinals as we move to the top of the ninth inning. Andrew Marrero on for the final inning of regulation. Marrero, 5'10", 196 pounds, 22 years old from New Haven, Connecticut, 18th round pick of Palm Beach and St. Louis last year out of UConn. Marrero making his 29th appearance, 0-4 record at a 1.45 ERA. Trey Faltini to lead off, 0-3. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Marrero, 8 saves and 9 tries. Just 12 hits allowed in 31 innings. 15 walks, 48 strikeouts. The 0-1 bouncing in the righty, rather lefty batter's box. It is 1-1. Marrero pitching for the first time since game one of Saturday's doubleheader against the Mets, as Faltini cuts through a slider, 1-2. Picked up the save, struck out two in a scoreless inning. One-two pitch, and Faltini strikes out swinging. Marrero punches him out on the slider away. Third straight strikeout for the Cardinal bullpen. One out in the ninth for Justin Boyd. 0-3 has struck out all three times tonight. Final line for the righty, Bedell. Pitch the eighth inning as Boyd takes a called strike one. Bedell, one inning, a run on three hits, no walks, struck out two. Charge of the wild pitch. 16 total tosses, 10 strikes, as Boyd can't lay off the disappearing slider. 0-2. Nearing the top of the 9 o'clock hour, Marrero's 0-2, and Boyd takes outside, 1-2. Series will continue tomorrow. Cardinals 2 outs away from a 5th straight win and make it 4 as Boyd strikes out on the drifting slider away. Back-to-back strikeout start the night for Andrew Marrero, and the Cardinals one out away from their 5th straight win. Brings up, unrelated, Wendell Marrero. Marrero from Dorado, Puerto Rico. 0-3 tonight, last chance for him to extend his hitting streak. Takes low for ball one. Trey Faltini's stretch of games reaching base and games started in his pro career, potentially nearing its conclusion, as Marrero takes up and in 2-0. Fans, reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Scores from out of town. Look back at this one. Look ahead to game three in the series tomorrow as Wendell takes low for ball three. Yasiel Pino, righty swinging first baseman on deck, the 3-0. And Wendell takes up and in for ball four. So Marrero has reached base in 8 consecutive games. And the game continues for Pino. Marrero wasting no time. Before Pino was even in the box, Marrero was leaning in for the sign from Bernal. First pitch to Pino in the dirt, 1-0. That's one of the things that is going to help the transition of the pitch clock into Major League Baseball. We mentioned it last week during the Jupiter Series, watching a fair share of Major League games during the road trip, and several big league broadcasters noting how quickly a lot of the pitchers that have come up from AAA have been working at the Major League level. Most notably, watching the Yankees and A's the other night, and it was Jorge Ruiz of Oakland who came out of the bullpen and was working at a breakneck pace. That's why I don't think it's going to be as big of an issue when they eventually put the pitch clock into the majors, as that one high 2-0, as it's been in the minors in some form or fashion since 2015. And especially this year with the way it has been enforced top to bottom in the minor leagues. Guys will become big leaguers are very well accustomed to it. 2-0 to Pino. Low it is 3-0. And Marrero in danger of walking Yasiel to bring Braylon Menier to the plate as the game's tying run. Wendell not being held on at first. His run doesn't mean a whole lot. 3-0. Pino taking all the way. Looks at one high ball, 4. So back-to-back walks on 8 consecutive pitches. And all of a sudden, Daytona has a tying run at the plate in the form of Braylon Menier. And Giovanni Carrara, the Cardinal pitching coach, going to come out to have a talk. Things went so smoothly for Marrero. Struck out the first two batters in 4 pitch at-bats. But since then, a pair of 4 pitch walks to Marrero and Pino. 9 o'clock here in Jupiter, Florida. Justin Rock with you on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Will be a 6:30 start tomorrow, Friday. Will be a 6 o'clock first pitch on Saturday night, and then it will be a 12 noon first toss to close out the road schedule on Sunday. Two on and two out. Carrara back in the first base dugout. Braylon Menier singled his last time, and he takes low. 9 straight have missed. It's 1-0. Menier singled and scored on the Hunter base hit last inning. 1-0. And Braylon takes a called strike. It is 1-1. Marrero with a cross step towards third. And that one slips high. 2 balls and 1 strike. Menier's single. Coming off at 106.6 miles an hour. Hardest hit ball by a Tortuga tonight. But 2-1. And Menier steps in the bucket, chases down and in. Back foot slider. And the Cardinals 1 strike away from their 5th straight win. Austin Callahan and the top of Daytona's lineup hoping for a chance on deck. The 2-2. High ball 3. Missed by an inch or two up. And that will start the merry-go-round. Crowd chirping, but home plate umpire not making that call. That from the automated zone. And that will release both runners. Marrero will be off from second. Pino from first with 2 out. A payoff pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air to right. Over towards the line on the move. Baez, he won't get there. That one will land foul. In between the chalk line and that little jutted out area behind the Cardinal bullpen. We'll do it again. Cardinals a 6-3 lead. The payoff pitch, runners going. Menier swings through the fastball up and away at 94. And the Cardinals take the first two games of this series. They have won five straight, and their bid for a second-half Florida State League Eastern Division crown is another game closer. That'll do it for us here in Jupiter. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Cardinals take the second game of this series, 6-3. Back with our final thoughts after these messages. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your lost shaker assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville Night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park Night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Well, Daytona brought the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning, but could not complete the comeback as the Cardinals win their fifth straight game. They take the second contest of this series. Your final tonight, the Cardinals 6 and the Tortugas 3. With the win, Cardinals improving to 32-23 in the half, 62-57 for the year. Daytona dropping to 19-35 in the second half and 48-71 overall on the summer. Let's take you through the game that was tonight. Tanner Cooper starting for Daytona against the righty Tink Hentz. Was a scoreless game going to the bottom of the third inning with the bases empty and two out. Joshua Baez able to barrel up a pitch outside, sent one 107 miles an hour towards the batter's eye in center. His third home run as a Cardinal gave Palm Beach a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way into the fourth inning, and that's when the Cardinals started to add on. R.J. Yeager reached on an infield hit, but when Leonardo Bernal appeared to single to center, Yeager staggered around second, went to third, but Daytona successfully challenged that Yeager missed second base, so he was ruled out. So instead of first and third, nobody out. It was a man on first, one out. But Chris Rotondo was hit by a pitch. And then Brody Moore singled to right to make it a 2-0 game. Then Jeremy Rivas singled to right, made it 3-0. A walk and then a double play ended the inning. But the Cardinals had a 3-0 lead after four. Daytona started to come closer in the top of the sixth inning with one out. Austin Callahan and Cade Hunter picked up back-to-back singles. A walk to Jack Rogers loaded the bases. And then after a pitching change, Hector Rodriguez lined a two-run single to left, brought Daytona within 1-3-2. Well, the Cardinals in the bottom of the seventh inning would regain a three-run advantage with one out. Victor Scott single to left center, went first to third on Joshua Baez's base hit, and then scored on a single to center by Thomas Francisco, made it 4-2. After R.J. Yeager walked, Leonardo Bernal struck out, and then Chris Rotondo walked with the bases loaded, brought in another run, made it 5-2 Cardinals. In the top of the eighth, Daytona pulled a run closer. Braylon Minier led off the inning with a single, took second on a wild pitch, went to third on Austin Callahan, single to center. Cade Hunter then picked up his first Tortuga RBI with a base hit to right. Callahan went to third, but Hunter trying to stretch it to a double was thrown out. Kept it a 5-3 game. Back-to-back strikeouts ended the inning. Cardinals would add one last insurance run in the bottom of the eighth. Iyad Esernia doubled to left with one out and then scored on a Victor Scott triple to center. The following hitter made it 6-3. And that was how we would reach our final score tonight. Winning pitcher Roy Garcia out of the bullpen, an inning and two-thirds scoreless. One hit, no walks, three Ks. He improves to 4-5. Tanner Cooper takes a loss. He drops 2-4-5. One run on two hits in three innings, walked one and struck out one. Andrew Marrero recorded the final three outs for his ninth save, walked two, struck out three, did not give up a hit or a run. Final line score tonight, Daytona, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 6. Cardinals, 6 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They left 11. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of a crowd of 926 at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say goodbye on this Wednesday night. Internet always weird here at Roger Dean, so need to wait for it to cooperate. But today in the FSL, Lakeland and Clearwater rained out. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 4. Bradenton holding off a late push by Fort Myers. They win 8-7. It was St. Lucie over Jupiter 7-4 tonight. So the Cardinals' magic number whittled down by only 1 instead of 2. And the only game in progress right now in Tampa, bottom of the 6th. Tarpons a 3-2 lead on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight. Starting at the major league level, Reds hosting the Cardinals. That game tied at 2. In the top of the eighth inning, Jonathan India, Nick Senzel have RBI singles tonight. Triple-A Louisville falling at home to the Indianapolis Indians 6-2. Steven Piscotty, his first home run in the organization. Double-A Chattanooga, a 3-2 lead on Pensacola. Marlins affiliate, bottom of the seventh inning, Garrett Wolforth, a solo shot, his first double-A home run. Michael Ciani, a solo home run as well, his 11th. Christian Roa gave up 1 run, struck out 6 over 5 innings. And his double-A debut in High A Dayton, a 7-6 lead on the Cedar Rapids Colonels Twins Farm Club. Bottom of the 6th inning, Tyler Callahan has homered and driven in 3 runs tonight. Michael Troutwine has picked up a pair of RBIs for the Dragons as well. Major League Baseball on this Wednesday night before we say goodbye. Earlier today, Astros over the Rangers 5-3. Brewers topped the Pirates 6-1. It was the Padres outlasting the Giants in San Francisco 5-4. Orioles shut out the Guardians 4-0. Top of the ninth inning in Miami. Marlins and Rays are currently tied at one. Middle of the seventh in Washington. Nationals 5 and the A's 1. Bottom 6 in Canada. Cubs leading the Blue Jays 6-5. Mets a 2-1 advantage on the Dodgers. Top of the 8th at Citi Field. Top 7 in Detroit. Mariners leading the Tigers 4-3. Top of the 7th in Atlanta. The Braves shutting out the Rockies 3-0. Red Sox 5. Twins 2. Top of the 5th in Minnesota. Michael Wacha against Joe Ryan. Elsewhere in the major leagues, top of the 4th in Chicago, Royals leading the White Sox by a score of 1-0. Chris Bubich against Lance Lynn. Everything else in the majors coming up later on tonight at 9:38. It'll be the Angels hosting the Yankees. Patrick Sandoval against Garrett Cole. And then at 9:40, the Diamondbacks will take on the Phillies. Tommy Henry against Bailey Falter. Tortugas will try and return to the win column and snap the Cardinals' 5-game winning streak tomorrow night, the third game of this 6-game series. It'll be the right-hander Jose Acuna to take the ball for Daytona tomorrow, 0-1, a 2.32 ERA in the FSL. He'll be opposed by the righty Trent Baker, the FSL leader in wins, 9-7. A 3-1-2 ERA. Our coverage will start 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:15 Eastern Time, leading up to the 6:30 first toss here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That'll do it for us on this Wednesday night as the Cardinals win it by a final of 6-3. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at the Jack in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. Again, your final tally tonight. The Cardinals 6 and the Tortugas 3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.